Just like to, first of all, welcome everybody here and thank everybody for coming to this special announcement of what's sure to be a landmark event that we're excited to host here at FirstEnergy Stadium in July. With us today on the dais, Brown CEO Joe Banner, President Alex Shiner, Joe Marinucci, President and CEO of the Downtown Cleveland Alliance, Cleveland Ward 3 City Councilman Joe Simperman, and Michael Stanley. Also with... Also with us today, current Browns players, DeQuell Jackson. Quarterback Brandon Whedon. Another quarterback from Browns past, Bernie Kosar. And Hanford Dixon. Also with us today is Greg Harris, the President and CEO of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum. This time, I'd like to turn it over to Joe Banner.
Well, welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming. Exciting day for us to be in a position to announce this exciting event to kick off what we're hoping is going to be a very exciting season. We're thrilled to have Bon Jovi and Michael Stanley to be part of that big event and that exciting kickoff to our season, which will take place on July 15th. It's been a really exciting time for the Browns. We've started our OTAs, and things are looking very good. Everybody's working very hard. Pace is great. We're excited about what we see. We have the draft day moving, shooting out at our offices the last couple of weeks and around the city. I'm sure some of you have seen. So great opportunity to showcase this city and show what we're all so proud of being here. We've got the U.S. men's soccer team playing here tomorrow night, and we've got this great event to announce as well. So we really feel like there's a lot of things happening around the franchise, a lot of energy and excitement, a lot of opportunities for the city and our fans to really get some enjoyment and have some fun with it. This is the type of event that we're hoping is reflective of the type of organization we're going to be. We're getting a good chance to bring in some high-quality entertainment with some real high-quality people, enjoyment for the fans and the city, and a good showcase for it, and to kick off our season in a way that isn't as traditional as maybe some of the ways it's been kicked off in the past and create some vibrancy and energy around that. We're really excited to have other people here with us today to share that moment and their enthusiasm about the event. So I turn it over to Joe Simperman and Joe Marinucci to follow up.
Thanks, Joe. Really, on behalf of Downtown Cleveland Alliance, downtown property owners, downtown stakeholders, downtown businesses, I want to say how pleased we are that the Browns have taken this leadership role in putting together a fan fest of this magnitude. To have an international star like Bon Jovi joined with a legend in terms of Michael Stanley. Michael, I grew up listening and attending your concert, so it's great to have you part of this. But it's also great to see the Browns part of the reanimation of downtown Cleveland and really be part of the story here in downtown Cleveland. This is an exciting summer, whether it's the U.S. men's team practicing today and playing tomorrow night, whether it's Fan Fest on the 14th of July. This is really a great time to be in downtown Cleveland. And again, I want to thank you for your leadership in terms of bringing an event of this stature to the city of Cleveland. So thank you.
And this is Joe Simperman from Cleveland City Council. On behalf of Mayor Frank Jackson and the members of the City of Cleveland Council, we are so thrilled that this is happening. And I was actually singing to my daughter yesterday on the way home from a road trip when we saw the signs for Cleveland. I won't sing it to you, but it was basically, this town is my town. Cleveland, all right. Love or hate or no matter, because we're going to stand and fight. And my daughter, who's 4.5 years old, said, Daddy, did you write that? And I said, no, your daddy doesn't have talent. But I'm sitting next to the man who does. And as a kid who grew up on East 74th Street in St. Clair, whose dad worked at Gould Machine Shop his whole life, who knows every single lyric to Bruce Springsteen, therefore Bon Jovi, we are so thrilled that you're doing this. We cannot wait to see what this is going to be. And I will just say this to you as somebody who supported the stadium when it was built and was thrilled that this organization is doing what it's doing. This is what this piece of earth was made for. Was to make people around the world recognize why Cleveland is great. And Joe, I want to thank you for doing that and doing it so well.
Thank you. Thanks, Joe. This is really a unique experience that we've put up here. And the big thing here is that Bon Jovi came to visit us unrelated to having a concert. And when he sat down with Joe and he met with our team, he decided he wanted to do something for the city. And I've never seen anything like it. He essentially partnered up with us to create this event. This will be part of a broader fan experience initiative that we're going to put forward this year. And we'll have a kickoff, the kickoff concert. We'll have the pregame festival. We'll have a fan fest. We're going to have the intermission, which will have a pep rally. It's going to be incredible. And we've got people like Bernie and Brandon, DeQuell, thank you. Hanford, thank you. We haven't met. I'll turn it over to you, Michael.
Thank you. First of all, I'd like to thank everyone in the Browns organization for asking us to be involved in this. It's an honor. It's a pleasure. And it's going to be a great night down here at the stadium. I kind of, I'm a Browns guy through and through. My father was a sports announcer, and he broadcast the first Browns radio game with Bob Neal from the old Akron Rubber Bowl. They actually didn't even play up here at that time. And then he took me to the 64 championship game. Yeah, I actually saw that. I saw the championship game. And came of age with the Cardiac Kids and with these guys right there, Bernie and Hanford and Golic and Cousineau and everybody. And it's just, we all know, it's a Browns town. And my theory about the whole thing, it's also a rock and roll town. So if you can't have a football game in a stadium, the next best thing to do is have a rock concert. And it's going to be a good one. And it's a pleasure to be involved with the start of a new regime here on the lakefront. I think everybody's excited about the draft, excited about the progress that's being made, the coaching staff, everything else. And all I can do is say, spread the word. Come on out. We'll have a good time. Go Browns.
Reiterate what these guys are saying. Like Mr. Banner said, this is awesome. Great opportunity for this town. To bring a marquee guy like these two into this town and kind of raise excitement for this season. That's what it's all about. We're very excited about what we're putting on the field. We're working our tails off and putting all the effort we need to do to get better. Like I said, this is a great way to start the 2013 season off on the right note, and hopefully we can do our part to continue the success on the field.
Questions? Is that where we're at?
I'd like to open it up. If anybody has questions for anybody up here, please direct any questions you can ask. Chuck Jarvis from the Plain Dealer, can you give us the exact timetable for what you're going to do? Is it on the 14th or 15th? What's the conference?
14th. I think the festivities start at 4, and the music at 6, I believe. And as Alec mentioned, we'll have a fan fest as well as a some of coaches, players, etc. So during intermission, we'll have some entertainment and maybe even a few exciting giveaways and contests and things like that. So, and it's on the 14th.
June 3rd is on sale.
We're handing out to you the actual pricing of the building. But we think it's priced in a very fan-friendly and family-friendly way, which hopefully fans of both of the acts as well as the Browns will find it interesting and affordable and come out.
Later in the season, we'll roll out more of our fan initiatives. They focus on these types of events, but as well as other things that make the fan experience better, things like ingress into the stadium, our cell service, which we've talked about, and the rituals during the game.
I think over time, you'll see the stadium more active than it has been in the past. The soccer game and this event will be the primarily non-Brown major events that we'll host this year, in addition to the things Alec mentions. Well, we have a long-term plan that we're in the infancy of working on as it relates to the stadium's needs and include facilities as well as hopefully some ways that we're enhancing the fan experience. And we're confident the building will be in great shape to host this event. There'll be an advanced sale so that all of our ticket holders will get a first crack at the best seats, but that's the extent of it. By the way, as will John Bon Jovi's fans, there's a fan club that will be in a similar group. Yes. Not leaving you guys out. Well, I think when you get to the Browns games, and Alec can elaborate on this, you're going to see a lot of changes relative to the game day experience, whether it's the access to get in the building or the type of entertainment, music, player introductions, and at some point, as he mentions, we're actually going to get back together and get specific about some of that. I think as far as physical changes to the buildings, there won't be any for this year, again, other than relating to the entrance and exit gates, which we're going to try to make smoother. But over the next few years, I think you'll see some significant changes to the building. Well, the truth is, we would if we could, but we're just finalizing hiring an architect. We're just starting to get our own thinking solidified. We'll work together with the city as we go forward, you know, on all of this. So it's really in that preliminary phase. Our intent at the right time is to be transparent about it. We're excited about it. We think everybody will be, but we just need to get to a certain point before it would make sense to get into it.
I do have informal commitments from number 19 in Hanford here, too.
You don't want to hear us sing or dance.
Maybe they do.
I do.
I mean, we see The Rock as a great asset to the city and a great potential partner to us, and I think over time we'll see how we can utilize that in both of our best interests as well as the city's.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard to separate the two. I mean, you know, the people calling the radio station, WNCX, where I work, they just you know, they'll talk about the Browns as much as they'll talk about the music they're asking for, and the fact that these two edifices are here on the lakefront next to each other, I think it's only fitting. You know, we've got the Rock Hall, which is an amazing, amazing place. And congratulations on your new appointment. And mm-hmm. If you haven't seen the new Stones exhibit down there, it's fantastic. And everybody's excited. I mean, once again, if you can't get excited about football and rock and roll, then you just can't get excited. We won't. We'll be doing about an hour, and John will be doing his whole set, which I believe is 6.5 hours. But it's a great 6.5 hours. Yeah, you know. So, you'll be getting your money's worth. I mean, he puts on a great show. They're one of the truly, truly great American rock bands, and it's an honor for us to share a stage with them.